When it comes to financial planning, what keeps you up at night? What are the anxieties that you experience and how can you address them? Well, we're going to continue on with that thought in those series by addressing how do you care for your aging parents? Lately, I have been collecting some of the most common concerns that our clients have, the goal being to offer perspective and tips for each one of these topics, or maybe put another way, some opportunities to address what keeps you up at night. The anxiety of finance can permeate any area of your life, and so it's important to go ahead and say, well, what are those different areas and what are the topics that we can address and how do we actually plan for those things and how do we help alleviate that stress? So today I want to talk about really a growing challenge that's facing millions of families who are known as the sandwich generation. And that concern is, how do I take care of my aging parents? So for those of you who don't know, the sandwich generation, considered adults who are simultaneously raising children, building careers, planning for retirement, and at the same time, helping aging parents navigate healthcare, finances, and then ultimately elder care. And while that title can sound cute, I think it's anything but. Probably a better analogy would be a vice squeezing you from both sides. And the stress that is coming from either side can really feel overwhelming quite a bit. Part of that is the emotional element of what I consider to be one of the hardest parts of caring for aging parents is that life kind of suddenly asks us to change seats. You know, for decades, our parents were in the driver's seats. They were the ones who were making the decisions. They protected us, they guided our family and those sorts of things. And then almost without realizing it, the role shifts. And that's a really difficult transition for everyone involved. Parents may fear losing their independence. Adult children often fear about making the wrong decisions. You know, as a financial advisor, I found that one of the biggest financial decisions that families often make happen during times of transition, right? It's not during bull markets or recessions, it's during health events, it's during retirement, it's during the loss of a loved one. And those life key moments are oftentimes when we make some of those largest decisions, and they can have lasting impact. And not surprisingly, the families that plan before a crisis almost always have better financial outcomes and significantly less stress. So here's a few strategies to consider when you talk about how do I care for my aging parents. So number one is start family conversations before they're necessary. One of the most valuable planning tools is not a financial product, it's communication. So don't wait until a medical emergency forces difficult decisions. Instead, we recommend this quite a bit, schedule a family meeting and discuss a variety of different questions. Those questions can be, what are your parents' wishes if they need assistance? Do they want to remain in their home? Who will help them make financial and healthcare decisions if necessary? And it doesn't have to be one person, it can be multiple people. And then have they shared where important legal and financial documents are located? Let me say from the outset, these conversations can be uncomfortable, but they are one of the greatest gifts that families can give each other. They're not so much about the dollars and cents and who gets what. They're meant to create open and honest conversations about family goals and concerns. And really, they can be very, very powerful. So yeah, I can think of one example, one conversation that I helped facilitate. And it was a couple and their four adult children. And the couple was able to explain to their kids their huge fear of being a burden to their kids as they got older and older in life. And that helped the parents really explain some of the decision-making processes that they had employed in their financial planning. And it involved the kids in a way where it really, really helped strengthen the family dynamic and helped everyone understand, hey, this is how we want to proceed in the future. So again, having those family conversations in advance really helps parents to remain in control of their future, rather than having those decisions made for them during a crisis. I always talk about financial planning is meant to provide you a retirement of your choosing, not one that's chosen for you. And this is exactly that type of situation. So that's number one. Number two, make sure that your estate plan is complete, right? Many people assume that having a will is enough, when in reality, there's a lot more comprehensive estate planning pieces that need to be in place. So yes, certainly you need to have a current will or revocable living trust. You also need to have a durable financial power of attorney. That's someone who can make decisions for you on the financial side. You also need a healthcare power of attorney. That's someone who can make decisions for you in terms of your care. You need an advanced healthcare directive that explains to people what type of care you want to have. And then certainly you need to have updated beneficiary designations, and you need to have a review of how assets are titled, because one out-of-date document or misplaced title or not updated titled account can really unintentionally and dramatically change how assets are distributed. So it's important to remember that an estate plan is not simply about transferring wealth. It's about protecting your family from unnecessary legal costs, from delays, and definitely from conflict. Three is prepare for long-term care before it's needed. I can tell you right now, one of the largest financial risks in retirement is not the stock market, it's the potential cost of long-term care, whether that's at home, assisted living, skilled nursing facilities, all of those things. The cost of that can increase dramatically, and I've seen how that impacts a financial plan very much at the late stage. So it's important to be able to address these things in advance. And what should you discuss? Well, obviously you wanna talk about what are some existing long-term care policies that they may have. You wanna talk about hybrid life insurance policies that have long-term care benefits added to them. And frankly, those policies have come a long way in the last couple of years. They can really be a significant tool as well. So you'd wanna talk about self-funding strategies. How might you be able to provide for care in those ways? And then maybe in a different tack, but at least as important, if not more, you want to talk about housing options that allow aging in place. You know, I had a client who relayed to me that she got a late night call from her mother saying that her aging father had fallen at the base of the stairs, and the client and her husband had to go and basically lift him up to his bed. You know, those are not the housing situations that you want to be in. So how are you looking in advance to get yourself into a place that's going to be safer for you as you age? Doing that in advance provides a lot more flexibility and a lot more choice. And frankly, you know, it relieves a lot of the stress of doing things like moving at the last minute. Four is think beyond investments. Plan for tax-efficient wealth transfer. Now more than ever. Families focus a ton on building wealth, but very few actually think about or spend time discussing how that wealth will eventually transfer to the next generation. So what are some things that tax-efficient planning might include? First, again, reviewing beneficiary designations, Roth conversion opportunities are huge, charitable giving strategies, qualified charitable distributions, those sorts of things. Clearly trust planning, how to distribute things, when to distribute things, all of that component as well. And then certainly planning for heirs who may be inheriting during their highest earning years. Certain regulations in the last couple of years have certainly brought that to the fore as well. And those are some considerations you need to take on. On this angle, the goal is not about leaving more money. It's about helping your family keep more of what you've worked so hard to build. And then five, the last one, and maybe from my standpoint, one of the most important ones is organize your financial picture. One of the most valuable exercises that any family can complete is creating a financial inventory. You need to know things and have them actually written out and available for you. Things like, where are your accounts held? What types of investment accounts do you have? What type of retirement plans? What insurance policies do you have? How are they meant to be distributed? What types of monthly income sources, your pensions, how do you continue those? How do you get in contact with people? Then it goes down to, you know, things like, what are you scheduled in terms of automatic bill payments? And then very much an important piece too is digital passwords, you know, and secure document locations. Having this information in one place for families to access, it saves people countless hours. It just reduces unnecessary stress during what's already a difficult time. You know, I can think of a client whose father was fighting cancer, and part of what seemed to be his strategy to fight the disease was to dismiss the thought that he might lose the battle at some point. And so what he did is he refused to spend time reliving fond memories, and he also refused to provide any information about where key documents were closed or were located, or how to access passwords, or even really talk about his final care. And I want to be clear, I don't bring this up to judge the strategy, but to call attention to the fact that by not talking transparently about these issues earlier, when the weight of the fight was not as heavy, the family had to locate and rebuild all of that information while they were grieving. And we have a great resource that helps build that conversation and then gather all the information into one place. It's almost like having a lockbox of all the really important information and guide you through it. So great resource to have on that as well. So how do we wrap this up? To me, one of the greatest values that a financial advisor can provide isn't simply managing investments. It's helping families prepare for life's biggest transitions before they happen. So if you're caring for aging parents, or if your children may someday be caring for you, now is an excellent time to start planning for that. And really, we've got the tools and we've got the experience to help you along that process. As I've seen many times, a well-prepared family experiences fewer surprises. They make more confident decisions, and it preserves not only their wealth, but also relationships. And that's the key. As always, thanks for listening and tuning in. If you have any questions about any of these topics, or if you want to start that planning conversation, then please don't hesitate to reach out.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.